Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news on the 28th of November. Good morning. Might be a late good morning today. Just a bunch of things that cropped up. One of those days where the news had to kind of take the back burner, but we're always covering it. On the 28th of November, Ivanka Trump is set to arrive in Hyderabad for the Global Economic Summit. We're going to cover that in detail. There's lots of discoveries that we have to share with you. Prince Harry announced his engagement to Meghan Markle. That's right, Rachel Zane from Suits is getting married, guys. Formula One unveils a new fan-inspired logo. Time magazine publisher sold to Meredith for $2.8 billion. And speaking about dollars, cryptocurrency Bitcoin reaches a new high of $9,000. First piece on the news is about Ivanka Trump and her arrival in Hyderabad for the GES summit. This is probably her most significant appearance on the global stage since her father Donald Trump moved into the White House. As part of the two panels at GES, Trump will share the stage with Indian Defense Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and ICICI Bank CEO Chanda Kochar, among others. We will have a lot of business leaders and celebrities like TVS Capital Chairman Gopal Srinivasan, SL Group Chairman Subhash Chandra, IBM India Chairman Vinita Narayanan, Flipkart co-founder Sachin Bansal, and tennis champion Sania Mirza as well. Meanwhile, in preparation for Trump's visit, authorities in Hyderabad have been rounding up beggars from traffic junctions, bus stops, and railway stations. The city has banned begging in public areas and moved over 200 beggars to separate shelter homes for men and women, where they're offered clothes, shower, and threatened with jail time on begging again. They're also separated from their family members in some places. Some messy cleanup just before the arrival of Trump, and I'm sure this is going to get some attention and news in the next coming days. Well, that we spoke so much about the GES. What is the GES? Well, it is it's the seventh time that this is happening, and it's the preeminent and annual entrepreneurship gathering that convenes emerging entrepreneurs, investors, and supporters from around the world. GES 2017 will create an environment that empowers innovators, particularly women, to take their ideas to the next level. So this year's theme is more centric and focused around women. And through two and a half days of networking, it's between the November 28th to 30th, mentoring and workshops, GES empowers entrepreneurs to pitch their ideas, build partnerships, secure funding, innovate, and find their target customers, creating new goods and services that will transform societies. So that's the plan. GES for women power, and Ivanka Trump is the ambassador. Rightly so, I guess. Not too sure about that. Time magazine publisher Time Inc. sold to Meredith for $2.8 billion. Time Inc., the publisher of the iconic Time magazine, on Sunday agreed to be sold to Meredith Corporation for $2.8 billion. Founded in 1922, it's almost a century since that magazine existed. It also publishes People, Sports Illustrated, and Fortune magazines. Meredith said that the acquisition is backed by $650 million in infusion by billionaire Koch brothers, adding that the brothers will have no influence on its editorial decisions. While he has funded a lot of the deal, apparently has no say in the editing. Interesting. Cryptocurrency Bitcoin, and my fascinating topic to speak about at every session news on the go, almost, at least we cover it once a week. The world's most valuable cryptocurrency Bitcoin surpassed $9,000 on Sunday to hit a fresh all-time high. The price of Bitcoin has jumped more than 800% this year so far amid increasing interest from institutional investors. The latest rise has been attributed to increased investor interest around the US Thanksgiving holiday and Black Friday shopping. So from $7,800 last month to $9,000 now. That's insane. It's 15% just over a month. Formula One unveils a new fan-inspired logo. Formula One unveiled its new logo after the 2017 season-ending race at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. That happened on Sunday, by the way. Over 14,000 fans from 7 countries gave their feedback for the redesign. F1 marketing head Ellie Norman said that the new logo represents two cars going around a racetrack and are in a neck-to-neck battle to cross the finish line. I'm not a huge fan of Formula One purely due to environmental reasons. I think it's a burn of fuel for no real necessity. It's just thrill and adrenaline that's causing you to burn a load of fossil fuel and cause a lot of pollution. But you should check out the logo. It's interesting, to say the least. Last piece on the news is Prince Harry announced his engagement to Meghan Markle. I'm not too sure if I'm pronouncing that name right, but we'll go with it. The actress best known for the TV drama Suits, yes, our very own Rachel Zane, will be the first American to marry a British royal since 1963. In fact, back then, the action had forced the king to renounce his throne. The two are set to marry in the spring of 2018 and will live in Kensington Palace, where Harry currently resides. Rachel Zane, by the way, is who we're speaking about, the actress from Suits. And yes, she's getting married to the son of late Princess Diana. Not Diana, should I say. The thing about pronunciations is that it's a proper noun, but you're still so keen on getting the pronunciation right. Because the whole defense of, oh, it's a proper noun, you can pronounce it however you want, is very schoolish in its nature. And it's not going to really give you merit for defending that. Well, with that piece of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News on the Go on the 28th of November. You guys have a great Tuesday morning and the rest of the day. I will see you tomorrow same time. In the background, I'm leaving you with a melodious Blue Skies by Silent Partner. Until next time.